It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Charlie Martin, director of Lexington's Water Quality Division. He is supervising the city's EPA-mandated repair of sanitary and stormwater sewage systems that have overflowed during heavy rainstorms.
Any particular areas of the city that are still having serious overflow issues?
We have reduced the number of wet weather overflows that we have. Some of our worst ones, South Elkhorn was the worst one that we had going into the consent decree. It would overflow an average of 36 times a year, somewhere in the range of 40 million gallons a year of raw sewage. We have not had an overflow since we fixed that pump station. You're seeing incremental improvement in the wet weather. We still have certain areas. When you fix one thing, sometimes you're just moving the problem to other places. One that you're familiar with is the one down at the guardrail there across from the old Lexington Mall. You don't see it go off as much as you did, as you used to, because we've actually improved infrastructure adjacent to it. But in some cases, it moved it to a different location, which is good because we're getting ready to build a storage tank that will take care of that other location. And then, voila, problem solved.
As the comprehensive plan is revisited and updated every 5 years, will sewage management always be a factor? And in particular, this, the consent decree, I'm thinking over the next couple of cycles.
I think so. Of course, I'm a little jaded. You know, I'm the sewer guy, so I always think about it in terms of that. And is that if you're talking about doing comp plan, you're thinking about, okay, well, if we're going to build structures and people are going to utilize those structures, you got to have the lead waste facility in order to be able to have that. I think about that, whether it's the comp plan to expand the urban service boundary or it's a renewed emphasis to do infill and redevelopment. We're a 21st century country. You need to have reliable and compliant waste facilities in order to be able to manage your affairs. So, yeah, I always think about it. I think that we've always been pretty good about trying to work very closely with the folks who make these decisions. I've got a really good relationship with planning and stuff. They understand what we're dealing with and what we have to offer. The question always gets into is expense. It is an expensive proposition, and so who's going to pay for it, and how are we going to do it?
Anything I've missed here that you wanted to mention?
Well, I did want to mention this, is that you asked how things were going on the consent decree, and I overlooked this a little bit. I have a scorecard that I keep, and I haven't updated it recently. It was towards the end of last year, but I had compared to what I thought we were going to spend versus what we had spent. We had projected by November of last year that we would have spent $230 million on capital improvement projects. Those bids have been very favorable to us, particularly the tanks. We were at $156 million. So you mentioned earlier that this is a $600 million capital improvement project. Our goal is always to deliver the outcome for much less than that. And we're projecting right now that we're about $70 million below what we thought would have been. And that's really, really good news.
Charlie Martin is director of Lexington's Water Quality Division. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions online at dxaudio.com.